Bill Cosby back in court this morning, and by the end of the day, he could learn if the criminal case against him will proceed or if he can avoid prosecution. His attorneys are fighting to have the case thrown out, arguing Cosby had a deal that he would never be charged. Last December, just days before the statute of limitations was set to expire, the embattled comedian was charged with drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his Pennsylvania home in 2004. Of the dozens of women accusing Cosby of sexual assault, this is the only criminal case filed against him. Cosby has denied all the allegations, and in an interview with ABC News last May, Cosby reacted to the allegations pouring in.
I have been in this business 52 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
The defense is now asking the judge to dismiss the case, saying the 78-year-old struck a deal with then-district attorney Bruce Castor. In exchange for Cosby's testimony in Constand's civil suit, no criminal charges could result from that testimony against Cosby. In his deposition, Cosby later admitted he had a number of affairs, getting quaaludes to give to women he wanted to have sex with, and gave Constand pills at his home, which he said were Benadryl. That testimony, released by a judge last year, led to the criminal charges. The new district attorney said the deal is not binding as it was never put in writing. But today, Castor, the former DA, is expected to confirm that agreement existed. Well, Cosby has yet to enter a plea. He has said his encounter with Constand was consensual. He is currently out on $1 million bail. Elizabeth Herr, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.